When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
That's a real savvy comment because you understand football.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
My man E!
Talk about not being able to read a room.
Fill me up, baby! Hey!
No, it's a hell of a concept that a team that fired their coach may get a bump from it. I mean,
it was deeper than that.
I don't think you'd fire your coach and say, boy, I hope we play worse.
It was deeper than that. And I also had pointed out how they've been playing good teams close. They've been squandering leads, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eber lost his job.
That's a half.
Oh, boy. Evan shook his head.
Got to be careful. You have like three things you wanted to say.
Well, last night I lost a bet. Detroit was -3.5. They won by 3. I go in the boss's office, head down, kind of like, and I told him, and he threw me out like it was nothing, like it was a regular. I'm like, where can I get some love around this joint, man? And I'm thinking about asking Evan to fill in for me, and I'm running by the boss before I leave.
On a Thursday?
I want to go to the Doobie Awards for Bonte.
It's on Thursday. Interesting.
And listen, that's awesome they're having that at the Laughing Monk.
All the way up in like Petaluma? Well, you know what's going to happen.
I want to go.
These guys think Petaluma is like the Siskiyous. They'll be wanting hotel rooms up there.
Nothing wrong with it. They'll be wanting
per diem. I know how that works. All right, listen. 99-93, Warriors beat the Houston Rockets last night. They snap a 5-game losing streak.
Big.
And they did it without Steph Curry and without Draymond Green. And most notably, they did it with Andrew Wiggins and particularly with Jonathan Kuminga. I think I had a career high, right? Career high 33.
Yes, sir.
I believe last night.
And 33 minutes played.
Career high 33. Let's hear from Jonathan Kuminga. Now, the one thing I've always said about Kuminga is I do think the idea of him being a pouter or a sulker, I don't think that's accurate.
Mm.
I really don't. I think he can get frustrated,
yeah.
But I don't think at all that he's any kind of attitude problem. All right, this is Jonathan Kuminga. What happened on that last play?
For me to just get the ball and run a pick and roll with Buddy. So if it's the switch, you know, I got Buddy open, you know, and they trusted me to just have the ball in my hand and to go out there and finish.
All right.
And it was a great finish, Donnie.
Then they followed up about having the ball in his hands late in the game, which doesn't happen all the time.
I think it's just a good learning lesson. You know, obviously we're going up stiff most of the time. Just having that experience of knowing what you need to do out there. Anytime, even when Steph comes back and Draymond comes back, you know, you never know when moments like that will come around. So just having my team and my coaches trusting me in that moment, you know, just a learning lesson. We're just going to keep building from there.
And he said a dream come true to basically hit game winner or seal the game. And it's funny, Stoney, Dre could have been in the jersey and so could Steph, and they would have greeted him. But the fact that they weren't available and what this game meant and where they were at after losing 5 in a row, and for them to show that, being demonstrative, nothing but love, like all his teammates did, but that had to be special. And he said a dream come true. I believe it.
Yeah, and that's kind of where I want to go with Warrior fans this segment, because we can't ignore the fact, and many people have brought it up, that Kuminga had this game without Draymond Green and without Steph Curry. And so obviously he had to take a bigger role late in the game, and he had to take a bigger role throughout the game. You're not going to get that Kuminga 24/7. But my question to Warrior fans is, how do you maximize that Jonathan Kuminga with Steph and Draymond Green playing their normal 30 minutes a game? And that, and we may get a first glimpse of it tonight. If Draymond Green is healthy and is ready to play, and Wiggins, by the way, almost didn't play last night because of an ankle. I wouldn't be shocked if Wiggins didn't play tonight.
I hadn't thought of that.
Steve Kerr said one of the reasons he played last night was because Draymond and Steph were out. But obviously, if Wiggins doesn't play tonight, that challenge can be shelved for at least another game. But assuming the Warriors are pretty healthy tonight, how do you get the most out of Kuminga?
I'll tell you
how.
Yeah.
It's not easy, and I don't think there's just an answer, but I think there's a lot of facets to it. 888-957-9570. You're Steve Kerr. How do you keep Kuminga involved?
Yeah. What if I told you I think 85% of this is on him? Because this team is starving, and we've talked about it, for a bona fide number two option. So it's not like it's the 18 Warriors with Durant, Clay, and Steph. Then it's really like, oh boy, Stoney, I'm saying the opportunity is there. So I just think it's upon him to kind of not feel like you're stepping on toes offensively trying to get yours. And I know you're not going to get 22 shots, but what if it's a good 14 or 15 a night? Like, we've been talking about it. It's there. This team naturally needs that.
They do. Absolutely. No. But, and this is,
a lot of mouths to feed right now.
I remember thinking about this back in the day when the Warriors had Clay and Steph and Draymond and Durant, and they were all in their prime.
Man.
And you know my favorite phrase, your greatest strength's your biggest weakness. And on the one hand, I do believe that the kind of the statement that everybody makes when you play with those guys is, boy, it's easy basketball. When you're playing with Durant and Steph, boy, it's easy basketball. It is on the one hand. On the other hand, it's not easy basketball, especially for a guy like Jonathan Kuminga, especially a few years ago, but maybe even now. Like, when you're playing with Steph Curry and Draymond Green, you have to walk a line between deferring
that is the word.
And being aggressive. You just do. And it's easy to say, well, just be aggressive, just be aggressive, just be aggressive. But if it comes at the extent of infringing on, you know, Curry's ability to perform well, well, anybody who thinks about their own game is going to say, you know, I'm playing with Steph Curry, and he's among the greatest players ever. I got to be aware of where he is, and you know, by golly, if there's a big shot to take, it's probably going to be Steph. Like,
but don't you?
There's a lot of thinking involved there for a young player,
and it can be too much at times. Because don't you think he would be notified if he took it to the limit or went past it? And I don't think in his career, we can talk about the shot selection. He didn't do this. He didn't do that. But, Stoney, I don't think we've ever been at the juncture to where Jonathan Kuminga had to be told to scale back. And that's what I think, maybe if he can, you know, take this to the next level, like, this offense and this team needs you to be more, not defer as much. What are we talking about? Getting Curry help? What if now the help is there? It's just a mindset that you might be deferring too much, Jonathan Kuminga. And Curry and company are not asking you to do it. It's naturally you doing it, showing respect. But if, Stoney, there's no reason this guy couldn't get 15 to 16 natural shots a night with what I'm watching. There is no Clay.
But let's think about why Kuminga was so good last night. Because to me, part of it was efficiency. Okay. But he also did not turn the ball over. He had 3 turnovers in 34 minutes. You can live with that any day of the week if he's playing like he's playing.
Don't you feel like his teammates looked for him, though, because it was hard for them to try to get off a shot? I thought a lot of it was that.
Like, this is chicken and egg thing. Like, I thought he played his smartest game that he's ever played last night. He took what was there. He didn't force anything. He got to the basket. He finished. When he had a good three, he took it. And, you know, I don't know. Is that a one-off that everything clicked last night? Or is it one of those things that you can build on? And look, whether he likes it or not, it's up to Jonathan Kuminga to fit in with Steph Curry and Draymond Green. If we're building this team and we still say that Steph and Draymond are the cogs, well, then it still is up to Jonathan Kuminga to figure out the best way that he can be effective in the context of how the team can be successful.
Man, Stoney, I love that. And tell me if this is fair. You said he played the smartest game. But I think that the reason he did is he knew the ball was going to come back. Normally, when he's out there with the guys, he might force it or try to push the issue because he knows maybe he's not going to get as many opportunities. Last night, I felt like he knew the ball was going to, it was going to, like a boomerang. Okay. It was coming back, and it was natural because they needed him.
Well, I'll tell you what.
You could kind of balance that with Steph.
Well, that's what basketball is all about to me. It's up to Jonathan Kuminga now to figure out what that balance is. Because I'll tell you, like the trap you don't want to get into is, oh boy, like Kuminga's really good when those guys don't play, but when those guys do play, he's lost. Like, he's got to find some of that, middle ground.
We've seen some of that.
And it's also up to the veterans to help him there. 888-957-9570 is the number.
Can't wait for tonight, man.
I mean, either. 5 o'clock.
You going? Your guy, Finch, he's in coaching the team?
We'll see.
Have you talked to him?
It's none of your concern.
Wow, Evan,
what a douchebag.
Have you talked to him?
You can't say that on the radio.
Hey, you told me you did already. How about that?
Okay, have you talked to him, does that actually mean verbalizing?
No, text him.
That's still none of your business.
Well, you told me already. You said, yeah.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. 5 o'clock tonight, start of the game.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Tulane Army.
Oh, I was like, dude, I got no.
Don't
coming.
Give me that, Ken. You just got in here.
Is Ken here?
Yeah, he just got in here. He's trying to start making noise already.
He's changing.
American Conference time. Championship, 5 o'clock.
But they're not in the playoffs. But your daughter goes there. Her uncle's rooting for Tulane.
Yeah, hey, Santa Clara had a great run, didn't they?
Wow. Hey, they're off to a pretty good start.
You know, it's and you know what? You always talk about, Stein, you just hate to see me hell. Ain't happy.
It's the realest thing I've ever happy. Echoed.
Yeah, you know what? Okay, I finally found a team I like. I finally found a team I like. I root for. I know their players. I get excited about it. And you can't take it.
I'm hugging you.
You don't want me to be a fan.
You know what I love is when you text the Vine, like, how do you guys do it? That really warms me. Like, it takes something.
That's a little shtick.
Yeah.
But, yeah. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. All right. Let's go to Austin in San Jose.
Man, stranger.
What's going on, Austin? How you doing, man?
Hey, man. Loving all this great energy and last night. And I think all of us that are sitting on the fence like Guru and, you know, yep. the Kuminga, mm-hmm. you know, coming out party.
Yeah.
I'm saying, listen, man, for most of the fans, you guys been listening to the calls this morning on Bonte's show and so on. The fans aren't dumb, man. We know what's going on.
Mm.
Kuminga has finally released free Kuminga, man. And so let's stop with this. Is he ready? Does he make mistakes? Yeah, every superstar in the league makes mistakes. Let's focus on what this man does well. It's time to stop talking about is he ready to put in. The Warriors don't have a choice, Heine. Curry's days of shooting miracle shots at the end to win the game are over. They need to have somebody step up now. Call him a 1, call him a 2, 1A, whatever, doesn't matter. There are nights when, believe me, Steph wants somebody else to take the shot.
Yes.
He's looking for it. And they have a different way to do it. This man brings a dimension to the Warriors they don't have. Watch Jalen Green last night. And it's not just making the shot. It's the timing of when you take over.
Yes.
That's where the maturity is going to come in, because we know that he can take over. Where the maturity comes in is, when do you take over? Timing. You know, when do you actually take over the game? And that's where I think the next phase for young Kuminga. But absolutely, man, we're fired up. We want to see more of it. And again, let's stop talking about whether he should or should.
Austin,
the thing that bothers me, though, Steiny and Guru, is really what I heard from Kerr. It bothers me. I think Steiny focused on it. He's still saying that he's not sure who the finishing lineup is.
He said that before the game, in fairness. He did say that before the game. But go ahead.
Yeah, I think he still feels that way, though, Steiny. And I think that he's got to go ahead and turn that pay. And I don't know what Kerr is worried about. Can you tell me, Steiny? What is Kerr worried about? I mean, what is he so worried about that he can't just go ahead and do what the fans already know he should do?
Give him 30 minutes, Austin.
Last point. Who's going to sell tickets, guys? Curry's coming to the end. Who's going to sell tickets in the arena as we move forward with Curry's maturity? I just want to hear about that. I think Jonathan Kuminga is that guy.
Appreciate the call, Austin. Austin said something about Kuminga. And
what's Kerr worried about?
Oh. Well,
because I said before the game, is you got to rip the Band-Aid off and play him 30. This was before last night.
Okay. But this is when I get back to everything is about Steph's window. So if Kuminga plays like he does last night, now, of course, we got a ball game. The problem is, if Steve Kerr thinks this way, but if Steve Kerr thinks, sees, or believes that when he plays Kuminga late in the game, it may cost us. The reality of the situation is you can't just live with losses. But it is unfair to say, well, if Kuminga plays, you're going to lose a lot of those games. And sometimes I fall into that trap too. But what I'm getting at is you can't just live with the growing pains for a long period of time if it's all about staff, because Kuminga, we think, still has a ways to go. So you got to figure that out. Is Kuminga ready? Is he not ready? Well, he's probably not all the way ready, but we still got to figure out a way to fit him in here with Curry. Does it mean we have to win a championship? Well, I would say no, but it's a lot about Steph Curry and the environment he's in. And if you just start saying, we're going to go play these young guys, and it doesn't come into wins, well, now you got an issue with Curry.
But and Stoney, I'm not saying you're wrong, but Austin, he hit it out the park when he said Curry's at a juncture in this team is to where Curry would welcome somebody else on this team.
I get it, but if they're losing those games as Kuminga begins to emerge, then all of a sudden now Steph's finding himself on a team, maybe, that's not a playoff team again. Gotcha. And then you have to say, well, what are we going to do?
But how unrealistic or unfair is it to say if that did happen and he got a bigger role, Steiny, that it would all just be on him? It's nuance. And right now, I don't see another option. Like, the cat's out the bag.
Okay, well,
He's showing us how talented he is. And we're just asking for a team that's starving for another bona fide number two option that's not even in his prime to give us a glimpse. That's all we're asking.
Just say, you know what, everybody? Our priorities have changed. Just acknowledge that.
I would say our search is over.
Well, it's not over after one game. No. That's the other thing we can't do.
No, but it's all about... It's bigger than last night, Stoney. We have been lobbying for. Let's find out what this kid is.
All right. And I'm just saying.
And you're going to win or lose even if you decide not to do that. So why would you not exhaust everything in regard to a guy that has an upside like Kuminga? That's all I'm saying.
Because if you give him that and you don't see the results, then. If you're not a, that's the thing. It's like, well, how long is Steph going to, Steph this, Steph that? I'm just saying, if you go to the well with Kuminga and you're not a playoff team, well, then you essentially broke every rule that you said you were all about, which was getting Curry help right now.
Okay, but what if you stay status quo, keep him in the role that he's in now, and you don't exhaust him, and you still don't make the playoffs.
Well, yeah, then that's a problem.
And I would feel like the Warriors left meat on the bone in regard to, it's all Steph on mine every day, but Steiny, all you got, like everything you just talked about, that scenario could happen with Kuminga still just like it happened last year. Why not kind of marry, I'm going to keep him on the, obviously he don't foul out, but I'm going to ride him more than I have.
Because if you go that way and it quote unquote fails, we're going to be having a conversation about how can Steph Curry, how can he miss the playoffs 2 years in a row? Well, it's never going to be Steph's fault. Mm. We know that. And so if we go with Kuminga a lot and maybe we and Wiggins a lot, and they don't perform consistently like last night, and you don't win those games at a high level.
They would get all the blame. He would get Kuminga.
I'm just saying, we would say we're wasting Steph Curry.
Oh, well, that's the fear now. But, Matt, I'm just trying to point out and hone in on the bottom line is, and I didn't like this coming into the season when we found out it was going to be a plethora in regard to the rotation. I didn't like the fact that it's like a tryout, and you're waiting, if you're not going to make a move, for somebody already on your roster to take initiative or take the bull by the horns. What? And I know it's just one game, but
what I'm saying
is, darn it, Steiny, I think, and I've said this, the guy that I have leading the clubhouse right now, even before last night, and I think the fans agree with
that's
me,
all fine.
Is give us more Kuminga.
Okay, and what I'm saying is this. For 3 years, or the last 2 years, we have talked about how Kuminga's timeline does not fit with Steph Curry's. Kuminga's not going to be at his prime until Steph's too old to take advantage of it. Okay, that's what we thought. Now, we want to at least try to give Kuminga consistent time to finish games and to be a real cog on this team. He's still only 22. What I'm saying is, if it doesn't yield positive results, then the Warriors did exactly what some people didn't want, which is waste the now on shoehorning Kuminga in too early. I am not against playing Jonathan Kuminga in crunch time if you think it's the right thing to do. What I am saying is, let's not forget, though, we all believed that Kuminga's timeline did not dovetail with Steph's.
And that was...
we won a great game last night. No doubt about it.
It's bigger than that, though.
Can't do it again.
Yeah, but when you say predicated on the timeline, he wasn't ready because you never gave him that big piece of the pie. That's what... past, I can't change, and you're right. But moving forward, don't you think giving him more pie, he might be more ready?
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.